Welcome back, Farm Talk. McCare, North Dakota Corn Council, Studio 138. Let's go west, young man, and visit with Morton County Extension, Renee Gress. Good afternoon, Renee.
Good afternoon.
Well, a beautiful day around the Bismarck-Mandan area.
Yes, absolutely. It's nice, warm, clear skies. Nice day.
Good deal. I know we got a cold front kind of sneaking towards you. Any clouds off to the north and west, you see?
Not that I can see from my office, but it's possible.
Okay, all right. Well, looks like a one-day interruption here, maybe a late afternoon, overnight interruption for you guys, and we might get a sprinkle or two out of this, but a lot of wind. But back to, 70s, maybe some 80s in the forecast for next week. This is amazing.
Yeah, if it had some rain, it'd be even better, but we'll take what we can get.
Sure. All right, what's cooking out there in Morton County? Who's doing what?
So harvest, we have a lot of corn silage that's already been kind of taken off just because it's been so dry this year out here. Some corn combining has started along with some soybean harvest. And obviously the sunflowers still have a little ways to go yet before we kind of get into that harvest. So that's what's going on in the crop world around here.
It's kind of an unusual year where some guys are actually combining corn before they get to soybeans.
Yes. Yep. It's just been the crazy year it's been.
Yeah. One surprise after another. And the silage, is that coming off in pretty good condition?
It depends on, when they planted it, kind of if they got any rains or not. I know a lot of it's pretty short, just like the stock in general. So obviously there's going to be less silage there for those producers. But if they got it taken off at the right amount of moisture, they should have some decent forage to feed this winter.
Yeah. Now, the pastures have really greened up. Are producers leaving their cows out on pasture or bringing them home early?
So some already had brought them early. We only got rain here the last 2 or 3 weeks. And so some of them had already weaned or were in the process of weaning, which obviously is quite a bit early than normal. And so some of those producers obviously left either the cows or the calves on pasture and brought the other ones closer to home, whether they're feeding or on a different pasture, kind of just depends on their operation.
Sure. All right. Okay. And farmers are kind of reluctant to give you yield reports, I know, and can't blame them for that. But what are you hearing on both yield and quality of the soybeans and some corn?
I guess I haven't heard a lot yet. Just that kind of year, they don't really want to tell people what's going on, so not much to report on that aspect.
Okay, all right. As far as extension activities coming up here in the next 6 weeks or so, what anything cooking?
Yeah, we're actually taking the state winning and county winning dairy judging team here. We leave tomorrow to attend the national 4-H dairy judging contest at the World Dairy Expo. So I have some 4-Hers that are going to compete, and they're pretty excited to represent North Dakota in that. And that competition is on Monday here, coming up. It's our annual 4-H recognition night. It's going to be held October 1st. Also busy with the Sunflower Survey. That's that national survey that's done every 2 years. And then hoping to get a BURP training in, or a Bovine Emergency Response Plan training, done here at the end of October. So it's kind of busy here in the office.
Man, I guess. And 4-H numbers, do you have an increase in numbers now that kids are back in school?
We just started our new year at September 1, so we're still kind of getting the kids to get re-enrolled. So we don't have any numbers yet, but we're anticipating it to be back to normal or a little higher than last year. So we're excited to get them back into the system.
Awesome, awesome. All righty. Well, thank you, Renee, for the good work you do, for being, keeping the farmers informed and educated and keeping those 4-H kids busy. Have fun over there in Madison at the World Dairy Expo.
Yes, thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Hey, we'll cut you loose. Have a good rest of the week and weekend.